The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Gospels are full of parables, which are a way that Jesus often chose to teach. He told these vivid stories, short, very brief stories, made up of familiar everyday things, sheep and seeds and weddings. And he told them in such a way that they form a picture in our minds and in our hearts that helps us understand in a different way than words can explain. When we think of God's forgiveness, we see printed in our mind's eye the prodigal son slouching home in disgrace and the father running out to meet him with his arms outstretched. That is such a perfect and vivid picture of how God receives us, sinners that we are, that we will never forget it. When we think of the command to love our neighbor, we see in our mind's eye that picture of the Samaritan man riding along the highway and stopping to help a perfect stranger, wounded and bloody, lying by the side of the road, a stranger who would have considered the Samaritan to be his enemy. With that story, Jesus drew a perfect picture for us of what it means to love our neighbor, no matter who he or she is. So the purpose of this story that we just read, the story of the wise and foolish virgins, just like all the parables of Jesus, is to draw a picture for us, something that Jesus doesn't want us to forget. And for me, the picture that stays in my mind, no matter how many times I have read this parable, once or twice or 20 or 100 times, is the haunting image of those 5 foolish virgins knocking on the door of the banquet hall with their newly purchased oil and their newly replenished lamps, but too late. The urgent message of that picture is this, that there will come a time when all waiting is at an end. There will come a moment when the time to get ourselves ready is past. And we don't know when that will be. Jesus said that over and over and over again. You don't know when the end will come. You don't know when I will return. I don't even know, Jesus said, when that will happen. Only the Father knows. So be ready. Be awake. Be ready now. Don't grow weary. Watch. Now, Episcopalians don't spend a lot of time preaching and thinking about the end times. And for the most part, that's fairly wise because it is a pretty fruitless thing to try to figure out what Jesus already told us we cannot know. People who are obsessed with figuring out the hidden meaning of the book of Revelation, the decoding of the signs, like the old book, The Late Great Planet Earth, those are all, in the end, just so much human nonsense. Because the only thing that we know for certain is this, that the end will come for each and every one of us, and it will come on a day that we have no way of knowing when that will be. Whether it is the end of all the ages or our own personal end, our individual death, there will come a time for each and every one of us when there's no more time for preparation. There exists a too late. And the picture of those five foolish virgins standing and knocking at a door that will not open is the image of that too late. So what we have to ask then, what we always have to ask when we read anything in the Bible, is how is that good news? Because that is scary, right? How does that scary image show us the love of God? Because the truth is that at the heart of every teaching of Jesus, as at the heart of every message of Scripture as a whole, there's always the good news of God's love for us. Always. So look first at what Jesus says about the 10 young women waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom so the wedding feast can begin. Five of them are foolish and five of them are wise, but none of them are perfect. Jesus said the bridegroom was delayed and they all became drowsy and slept until finally at midnight there was the cry, "Here comes the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Clearly, the good news of the parable is not in the wisdom or the foolishness of the virgins. The good news of the parable is in the arrival of the bridegroom. Because Jesus is talking about waiting for him. He's talking about waiting for his return. He's drawn us a picture that reminds us urgently to keep watching, even when we grow weary with the long delay. Because in our human weakness, we do grow weary. Even the wise virgins became drowsy and they fell asleep. But the good news in the parable is that he will surely come. The parable is a stern warning. That is enough to wake us up, right? But it's also a glorious promise. We will see him. The bridegroom will come. And his word to us is this. Watch. Wait. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Nobody knows the day. Nobody knows the hour, but I will come. Jesus promises that he will come to us. And the truth is, what we know is that we don't only watch and wait for him to come at the end of all things. We know that Jesus doesn't just keep his distance from us until the day he returns. At the Last Supper, he promised his disciples, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our home with him." He promised to be present with us always, now, today, by his Holy Spirit. And we also see him in the people around us. We find him every week in the sharing of the bread and wine at communion. We listen for him all the time in the quiet of our own hearts. If we're watching for him, if we are truly aware, we find him most of all in the faces of the poor and the sick, and the friendless, in the stranger. In the people and the places and the situations, sometimes where we least expect to find him, there we hear the cry, if we're listening, if we're awake, if we're watching, that the bridegroom is near. The warning and the promise of this parable, this vivid story of the wise and foolish virgins, is this, that there will surely come a time for us for every one of us when our waiting and our watching will be at an end, when all our the waiting is finished. There will be a time, soon or late, today or tomorrow or years from now, when we will see him face to face. So don't let the light of your faith grow dim. Don't give up watching and waiting, even when you grow weary, even when it feels like he will never show up. Because sometimes it does feel like that, no matter how wise or how faithful you are. That's what the picture of this parable is for. The parable of the wise and foolish virgins is here to remind us urgently to watch, to never stop watching, to never stop expecting. We don't know the when or the how, we don't know the day or the time, but we hold tight to his promise. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Amen.